There are unregarded thrift shops in the world where you walk past and you wonder how a place is even open. It must work for some charity or be somebody's pet project, maybe a family shop. And on a whim, you walk into one. It's a small place with cramped shelves. But as you wander through it, you do realize you seem to have been wandering a while. And looking back, you do see a long row stretching, longer than you thought it would be. Longer and bigger than you thought this place was. And the items around you. Looking toward the little old lady behind the counter in the shop, you see her wave at you. The items around you down this end are strange. Things you wouldn't ordinarily expect to see in a thrift shop. There are jewels you're pretty sure aren't fake, with tiny price tags. There are daggers. There are brocaded dresses with inlaid pearls going for a song. And just here, there's a jeweled bottle. It looks quite nice, like it might be an alcohol decanter. It's got a nice stopper, a handle, and you're reasonably sure that's actually gold. Polish the thing a little, and you have a real treasure you could sell on, or just put in your drinks cabinet to impress people when they come over. If you have anyone over. So you pick it up, and shrug. Head for the cash register. Drop $5 by the till, the price on the tag. And before she can even hand you a receipt, you get out of there, hoping she won't realize what you've walked off with. The place was full of treasures, and maybe you'll come back, but when you saw that, you just had to have it. And so you walk out, duck into the alleyway, and start looking on it for an inscription, or indeed for the one thing you didn't see, which is there's no Made in China label on it. It's heavy. The glass, the gold, inlaid. It doesn't even look cloudy. You can see clear through. In the few places where the light aligns. You run your coat sleeve over the gold, shining it up, and yep, untarnished, unchanged. It's real. You pull the stopper out of the top to peer inside. You might need to wash it out. What looks like a little cloud of dust rises. You back up. Cover your mouth, but it's all right because it settles to the ground shockingly quickly. In fact, a little streamer of the stuff is coming out. Tucked as you are into the spacious greenway next to the shop, leading behind it to a park, you lean against the wall, watching in surprise and confusion as dust, no, smoke, pours from the bottle, pours to the ground. Slowly fills out the shape of a humanoid silhouette. Bigger and bigger. Rushing. Settling. Curvaceous. It's a woman. Long blonde hair. Pale skin. She's wearing a ring with a huge ruby set in it. A few gold bracelets. A pair of faded jeans with a hole in the knee. A crop top. She raises one incredibly well-shaped eyebrow. She's smiling. You take a moment to compose yourself. And then you say nothing, because what do you really say? And she says, you get one wish. And you counter instantly, having mapped the entire situation with, don't I get three wishes? And she says, no, it's your lucky day, I'm not one of those. You're gonna get what you wish for. And I can read your mind. So you're going to get exactly what you wish for. Not the word, the spirit, every simple aspect, everything you want. I will make it completely come true. And I will not rest until you tell me you're satisfied. You get one wish with no strings. One wish with no monkey paw bullshit. Deal? And she extends her hand. You hold the bottle in your hand, but your arm goes slack. You don't reach out and take hers. She shrugs, folds her arms, leans back. She really has splendid breasts. And the way that the jeans ride on her shows a tight, muscled rear. Her body is incredible, and you're staring at that, perhaps to distract yourself. Her lips are red, blood red. Her eyes, you never really looked before, but they're dark, black. Nothing but black all the way through. You consider just walking away, not making a wish at all. Drop the jar and just go. But, yeah, sure, you say. She looks surprised, again. You're more accepting than I thought. You explain that you watch a lot of TV, and if this is the bad kind of wishing plot, there's no real way out anyway. And if she's telling the truth, it's definitely worth it. Yeah, okay, you're good at doing the odds. What do you want? She doesn't seem like she's in a rush, but she does seem eager to hear what you want. And you do feel this whispering in the back of your head, like she's poking around, looking for something. So you look at her, and again you stare at her breast. She never complained when she saw you looking over her body. And you simply say, I want to be as arousing, pleasing, satisfying, dominant, controlling, as perfect for women as it's possible to be. I want to be a god when it comes to sex. I want, you tell her, to be in every way completely sexually satisfied, to never be disappointed in my prowess, in my attributes, and to never be disappointing to anyone else. There's light flaring from the jar in your hand, which promptly collapses to dust and falls to the ground. She claps her hands, staring triumphant at the glittering pile. Finally, I'm rid of that thing. Oh, you're wondering what I'm gonna do when we're done granting your wish? Well, I have some idea of how this is gonna go. But let's go try it first. I'll have to do this piece by piece. We'll start with different things I think will help you toward your goal, and then we'll test them out. Time might get a little weird. I'm going to rewind the same or similar days. I want to get this granted as quickly as possible. And it's better if we test things out in a space where no one's going to remember what happened afterward, unless we want them to. Okay, partner, come with me. And I promise you'll get everything you're after. She begins walking out of the alleyway, swaying her ass, beckoning you. You shrug. This might be a really well-spent $5 or a really terrible idea. But as you see the particular jiggle of her rear, as you see the way her top is pulled down off her bare shoulders, and she looks coquettishly back at you, smiling just a little, you think there's no possible way it could go that bad. And so you do follow. Slowly. And as you do, there's a tingling on your skin. Some magic might already be working. Maybe it started when you shook her hand. But following the woman who emerged in a plume of smoke, your arousal grows. Your interest grows. And you know you're going to have a lot of fun. So you can just drift. Floating along an automatic pilot. Following the sway of her hip. Following her movements, getting a little out of it on imagining what you could do to her body, do with her. She walks ahead of you, leading the way, and you're happy to follow. See how it all plays out.